The end of spring means a busy time on Beacon Hill as lawmakers begin to finalize the state budget and bring some bills to the floor for votes. We're joined now by WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean to go over some of the happenings in the Capitol this week. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Catherine.
There haven't been too many full votes in the House and Senate so far this year. So what did lawmakers concentrate on this week?
Well, the Senate passed their budget last night. It's at just over $40 billion, and it hews pretty closely to the spending plan outlined by Governor Baker and the one that's already passed the House. Now the House and Senate need to reconcile their two versions and get it back to Baker.
Did the Senate do anything differently?
One major difference in the Senate plan is that they included a tax on online home rentals like Airbnb. Now, the company, Airbnb, they want this tax. They're confident that the additional costs won't hurt their businesses. It would apply sales tax and other kind of hotel occupancy taxes to any short-term rental. Baker's plan would tax only spaces rented for more than 150 days. And the House plan sets up kind of a hybrid with a different set of tiers for where those taxes would apply. So they're going to have to figure that one out.
So does this show like a willingness from Democrats and Republicans to increase some taxes?
It shows that Baker, who's of course a Republican governor, is willing to apply traditional taxes to new industries. He's willing to increase taxes on marijuana. That's another new industry that we're going to have coming on over the next 18 months whenever they decide to pass that bill. And there are new industries popping up all the time. When you just think about rideshare and homeshare and all these new online-based businesses. Some Democrats want to go even further and look at reforming even more of the tax structure. The Senate, in this budget, calls for an audit on tax credits, which is kind of, you know, tax breaks that businesses may get.
And so was the House busy this week as well?
Yeah, action on some pretty controversial issues. Now, we haven't seen the legislature take up too many meaningful bills since both chambers voted to raise their pay back in January. But the House passed a bill this week to ban state prisoners from laboring out of state. This was basically to stop Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson's offer to President Trump to use his inmates to build a border wall with Mexico. Another bill would have stopped money from going to training for the enforcement of federal immigration laws. That actually had a lot of members concerned that it would have been too similar to the so-called sanctuary city proposals.
And did that bill pass, remind us?
No, it actually got pulled from the floor right before the vote, which almost never happens around here. Speaker Robert DeLeo doesn't like to even bring things to a vote unless he's sure it'll breeze through. So this was a very rare victory for conservatives who managed to get enough Democrats to rethink the bill. Could have been a damaging vote for some of the more moderate Democrats come election time. And the speaker's job, one of his jobs, is to protect his members from taking harmful votes.
In other news, DeLeo's predecessor, Sal DeMasi, has been in the news himself this week because he was released from federal prison after serving time for corruption and was put on house arrest. But now there's another update.
Yeah, and that house arrest has now ended. Judge Mark Wolf, the same judge that originally sentenced him after that corruption trial and then granted his early release for health reasons, he cut DeMasi's home confinement from 2 years to just 6 months. DeMasi is, of course, suffering from cancer, but now he'll be able to leave his home and I believe, you know, he can kind of be a little freer than he would have been otherwise.
Well, it was another active week in state government. Thanks for the update, Mike.
Hey, great to be here.
That's Mike Dean, WCAI's Statehouse reporter.